Biskey was in the vanguard, along with Double and Nocco. Running at his side was Spingo, who, despite Herr Dar's orders, insisted on coming. Biskey was armed with a bow and a quiver of arrows, though he did not know whether he would be any good with them, never having been familiar with archery. As they charged through the woodlands, Biskey noted that even Spingo, besides toting a lance, was armed with a strangling noose. This was the other weapon besides sandbags, which Gonflins carried as a matter of course. He nodded at the tough greased vine with its bone toggles, which was looped about her waist.
"Can you use that thing, Spingo?"
The mouse maid winked at him.
"Been taught since I was a babe. Dad made me practice on raw vegetables, until I could cut through a big turnip. I never had to use it, but I'll wager I could take any beast's head off at the neck, if I had to, Biskey."
Nocco commented.
"She could too. My Spingo's a good little daughter, a rare beauty. Now, belt up your gobs and get those paws a-running, or we might miss half the fun and most of the loot."
Duggo, who had gone slightly ahead of the main body, halted and waved his lance.
"The clearing's straight ahead, Dar. We should be there soon. What's the orders?"
Nocco held up a double-headed hatchet, which he was carrying.
"Halt here! Duggo and Twiggo, take a score apiece. Creep round the back of the trees, get behind those painty ones and lay low. Wait on my war shout. Biskey, Double, Bumbo and Gobbo, we'll charge the centre, then spread out into two wings. Righto, buckos, lay low till Duggo and Twiggo gets their crews into position."
In the distance, the mocking chants and screeching threats of the painted ones grew in volume. Nocco ignored them, laying out the ground rules of Gonfalon warfare for the benefit of Biskey, Double, and any beast inclined to listen.
"Remember, painty ones are born cowards, sneaky rats who can't face up to a good out charge. So, you stampede right in, give the scum a real battering until he squeals mercy. Then loot him out of house and home. All booty taken is to be shared equally. That's an order."
The Gonfalon pikehead fixed his son with a hard stare.
"Listen to me, Gobbo. One wrong move or a word out of place and I'll come down on you like a boulder on a butterfly. Do you hear me?"
Gobbo nodded sullenly, avoiding his dad's gaze. Spingo felt a lance tip, whispering in a tremulous voice to Biskey.
"I ain't never been in a battle before. How about you?"
Buoyed up by her innocence, the young mouse pulled a tough face as he lied.
"Oh, I've done a battle or two in my time. Stick close to me, Spingo. I look out for you. Me and Double, that is. Right, mate?"
The Gowsham Shrew could see plainly that his friend was putting a brave face on things, so he winked at Spingo.
"Aye, stick by us, miss. Painted ones, don't bother us one little bit."
He fitted an arrow to his bowstring, testing its pull. Biskey did likewise, just to show what seasoned warriors they were. Unfortunately, the shaft slipped and the string pinged his nose. Spingo suppressed a snort of laughter, but seeing the crestfallen look on her friend's face, she reached out and squeezed his paw affectionately.
"Don't worry, mate. We'll get through it somehow and still manage a share of the loot."
Biskey restrung his shaft.
"Oh, you mean the swipings, the pauper stuff and the boo diggles?"
Spingo smiled, hefting her lance lightly.
"Now you're learning the Gonfalon way. Ha! We'll be calling you Bisco soon."
From somewhere up ahead, two high-pitched whistles sounded. It was like the distress call of a small bird. Nocco rose, wielding his axe.
"That's Duggo and Twiggo. They've got their groups in position. Righto, you thieving bunch of blood swipers. Up off your hunkers. Here we go. Biskey and Double, you take the right wing. Bumbo, take your gang to the left. I'm going in by the centre. Gobbo, stay behind me and behave yourself."
Suddenly they surged forward, roaring.
"Gonfalons! Gonfalons!"
Knowing that the Abbey Beasts might be someplace nearby, Biskey yelled at the top of his lungs.
"Red Wall! Red Wall!"
Double added his own cries, hoping the Gowsham could hear them.
"Logger, logger, log!"